seen the whole program, the whole plan, and I do believe, I told this to Naveen, and Krishna Avatar, we had a personal talk on the Skype. I really feel throughout all these years we have come to a crossroad from which we can go really into an amazing future. I think we would say, Pandavasena, an awesome future. I'm trying to learn your language. Something which really is absolutely inspiring, and something which really is absolutely empowering for each one of us. We have, in order to steer the ship of Pandavasena into this future, the leaders have discussed a motto or a guiding star for the Pandavasenas to follow. And I would like to talk a little bit about this meaning of a guiding star in our life, a motto which can in some ways not only concentrate our energies and our thoughts, but which can bring out something from us which would not come out without this motto and without this guiding star. Before I say what the guiding star is, I really wish to say how important it is to have such a guiding star in one's life by retelling you maybe the most important experience I made in my childhood. I have told in the past that the one who really educated me was my grandfather, who was an all-round genius, I would say, because he really knew many things. At that time, for us children, he knew everything. He was a pious person and a very experienced man. He had come in his youth from Scandinavia, from Sweden to Germany, and he developed an industry. He was very, very intelligent, and then he retired, and he made me, his grandson, the receptacle of a lot of what he had learned in life. I would say it wisdom. So in order to impress upon my young mind the need of having a motto in life, a guiding star in life, he had orchestrated a very an experience which churned my young mind. He said one evening, it was around 5 o'clock in the winter time, let us make a little journey into the, and here I need your word for the, your help for the English word, into the swamps. Does this word ring something in you? In the summer, when you go in the swamps, you sink and you drown, but in the winter, the swamps are frozen and it's a nice place to walk. It was 5 o'clock, it was just becoming dark. He had a sledge, I was 8 years old, and I was on the sledge, and we went in the swamps. We went there first, but a car took us, and then we walked for a long time, means like half an hour or so. And then, after half an hour, my grandfather said, "We are lost." It was already quite dark. But I couldn't believe that we were lost, that grandfather would ever lose his way. So he continued walking. I walked next to him. We drew the sledge, and after half an hour we came to that same cross which we had seen. You know, in Germany they have this cross where they have the crucified Jesus. By now it was quite dark, and we saw this cross by the light of firelight. I said, "Grandfather, we were at this cross." "Yeah, I told you, we are lost. I don't know the way." "What? And it's so dark and so cold, you don't know the way? What will we do?" "We are lost. We can survive for another 5 hours, then the cold will grab us. We have nothing to eat and no place to sleep." "Oh, really?" "Yes, very serious," he said. "We are lost." Then I started to cry. I didn't want to die. No. He took the sledge. He said, "You sit on the sledge," and we continued to walk. And he said, "Crying won't save us. What saves us?" "I don't know," I said. And then he made his point. He said, "Look, there's one star. It's the North Star. We will always go in this direction of the North Star. And in this way, we will not walk in circles. We will walk in one direction. And after some time, we will come out of the swamp and there will be human civilization. People can give us shelter and we can phone." "Really?" he said. I said, that "there is one star, we should follow him." "Yes, the North Star. All other stars will move, but this one star will not change its position." "Oh," I said, you mean we should follow that?" "Yes, and you will have to tell me when I go off the course. Sit on the sledge, I pull it, and whenever I go too much left or right, you tell me straight. Or right or left." So we did this, and it was an exercise. It was an hour long. And finally we saw a light. There was a farmer's house. Grandfather took me there. The farmer let us in. I remember I fell immediately asleep on the sofa. The next thing I knew is I woke up in the morning in my warm bed. Grandfather had made the phone calls, the taxi had come and brought the two of us there. Then he called me to him, to his house where he stayed, and said, "So what was that all about?" And I was not so bright. I'm still not very bright, but he had to explain. You need a North Star. You need a motto, something which totally empowers you in life and which will bring you out of all situations where there's difficulty and will bring you to the warm house and to a warm future, a good future. I will never forget this. In the life, we also need a North Star. We need to understand what is the purpose of our life. We need to have an orientation which will, whenever we walk towards that orientation, it will totally empower us and save us. And we have talked a lot back and forth, and the orientation which we would like to present to all of you, da 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 da, This is in the old times when you would make a PowerPoint, you would make these sounds, but I see it's no longer in vogue. Okay. This always works. The motto of this year's Pandavasena mentorship is Seva. Find your place in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, in the mission of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and in the mission of Pandavasena, where you do your service, a service which is suited for you, and a service which will extract the best of you, a service which will help you to cross beyond your own limitations and enter the land of all your possibilities in life and in Krishna consciousness. We will talk from various perspectives about seva. I will talk about it from the, you know, laying the fundament in my seminars tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Our Naveen Krishna will talk about Mission Impossible, and will talk about what in Pandavasena we can realistically attain if we, each one of the members, understands deeply the word seva and what this means now in their lives. We have the man with the fire in the eyes, Ghanesyam Priya Prabhu. Really, that is when I remember you, Ghanesyam Priya, are you here? Yes, I see fire in the eyes and fire in the heart, and just a very inspiring presence. Thank you for coming. He will talk about the power of yes. Am I getting it right? Power. Yes. So. And there will be other, I heard Suchi Rani and Krishna Avatar will give very interesting presentations. Can you please help me, the title of your seminar? Service as a Family. The Magic of Service. Wow, Harry Potter. We are in England, so so it will. You may think service. Yes, I heard about this. You have not heard about it. It will be presented in the way as it is relevant now. Coming here, I read very nice quotation about what service means really in the way I see it. We have it here on the Bhagavatam. It's in the 8th canto, I believe. Is it? We can have it. Yeah, 8th canto, 6th chapter and 15. Verse. The Srila Prabhupada gives us a very nice definition. Sparks, he says, are beautiful as long as they are in the fire. Sparks, when they fall out of the fire, they become black charcoal. Yes? Charcoal. But sparks are beautiful as long as they are in the fire. A nice way to express. Similarly, we have to remain in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always engage in devotional service for then we shall always be brilliant and illuminating. As soon as we fall from the service of the Lord, our brilliance and illumination will immediately be extinguished, or at least stopped for some time. When we are engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are brilliant and we are illuminating. Please consider these words in the context of Srila Prabhupada's example. A spark has a very little fire, and when it is not supported by a big fire, it will lose its brilliance and illuminating power. But when it can enter the fire, it will become so brilliant, like the fire. Do we have here? The fire is a little weak here, but I think you know what I mean. It will be so brilliant beyond its original capability, and it will be alive, and then it will be able to give illumination in the darkness so that others can find their way. When we understand service properly and not as a duty, not as something we do because we have to do this, but if we do it there is something which makes service which makes your activities in Krishna consciousness different from work. It lifts it up into what we can call the ecstasy of devotional service. And I will talk about this in my... It's all in my notebook. Tomorrow I will talk about it, but maybe it's in the morning or the next class, the second class, I believe. When you enter the magical world of properly understood, properly based, and service which had the right fundament, you will see magic unfolds beyond your own capabilities, beyond your own boldest imaginations. You will become brilliant and alive, and you will become illuminating for others. You will be able to show the way for many others. The spark will re-enter the fire and dance extremely happily in Krishna consciousness. This will be examined from various various perspectives, and various questions will be solved, like our how we can perform beyond our capabilities. I would like to make another point. When I was phoned in India, I was in India a few weeks ago, for 2 months I was there this time, and the devotees from Germany wanted to know what will be my subject for the Sangamela festival. It's a festival which we celebrate at the end of the year, where many devotees come together. It's for practicing devotees. And they asked me, what will you talk about? And I was really busy with giving the retreats, and yeah, we are building a retreat center, etc. And I had to say something within 5 minutes, and I said, well, I will talk about the five keys of unleashing our full potential. What I had in mind are five methods which are explained in my new book, The Living Name. In that book, I try to give support to devotees who chant, a support which makes their chanting and their whole spiritual life alive. Therefore, the title, The Living Name. It's five techniques, powerful techniques of absorption. I had this in mind. I want to talk about this. Then, so I gave the title. It was on the advertisement for this program. But something happened in India. I met a devotee who had experienced a total crash in his spiritual life. His good wife had left him for a multimillionaire. And the devotee was extremely distraught. He needed to take tranquilizers. He was a wreck, you would say. And I told him, well, leave the scene of the trauma, come to Vrindavan, engage visit the temple regularly, have darshan, etc., etc. I tried to help him like this, and the devotee did so, and he met me after I came out of my own retreat, my Kartik retreat, where I leave the world, close the door behind me, and just engage in chanting. And I asked him, how are you doing? Is everything all right? And he said, yes, Maharaj. And I will tell you how everything came into place for me. When it happened, I tried many ways. I went to psychologists. I went to various self-improvement techniques. I tried to orient my life. But I could see the misery was just so overwhelming that all these things didn't work for me. And then I thought, if the Lord is really there, then he must have given a process which doesn't require myself to control my mind and develop new attitudes. A process which does not work at the moment because the misery is overwhelming. There must be something which works. And you know what I found out? I said, well, what did you find out? I'm highly interested. And I thought to me, Mr. Preacher, maybe you learn a lesson here. Because I had just given five powerful techniques, you know. And he said, what he said, I tried all techniques which I know. He said, Brahman initiated, real first class Vaishnav. And I said, what did work for you? And he said, Sadhu Sangha. I had association with devotees. And then I thought, wow, this sounds very simple. And I heard about Krishna. I heard about devotional service. And I changed my whole perspective from me, 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 me. This is an English word, which you know. Me, me, me. And I entered the world of service in Vrindavan. I served devotees. I distributed prasadam. I cooked prasadam. I invited devotees. I did other processes. And in Sadhu Sangha, I learned the secrets of devotional service. I said, wow. And then I remembered in the 11th canto, towards the end of the Bhagavatam, the 11th canto, Krishna talks to Uddhava. He says, Uddhava, sadhu sangha, in which you learn to serve the Lord, is like a powerful boat that brings you over the ocean of material existence. And he gives an example. When you approach devotees of the Lord, it is like approaching a sacrificial fire in the darkness of the night. Your cold goes away, you get a vision where to go, and your dullness goes away. So when you meet devotees, Krishna says to Uddhava, and you have proper sadhu sangha, your cold goes away. In other words, you get warmed up, you get into the fire. We say in English, you get fired up, inspired, you get, what was it, brilliant and illuminating, you become. Second is your Vishwanath Chakravarti, you get a vision, what needs to be done, and the dullness goes away. He says, even the effects of karma leave you. This is how powerful is the association of devotees, where you can learn the processes of devotional services. He says, Vishwanath Chakravarti says, when it says in the words of Krishna, you get a vision, it means you get a vision how to engage in the nine processes of devotional service. So I heard him out, and I tested him. This is my uncanny nature. I don't believe easily people who say something which one can find in the books. I want to see, is it alive in their lives? And I could see he had come out of a traumatic situation, and even now I met him in the Sangha Mela. He is well situated. He is fired up, and he pursues a wonderful devotional life. He has made changes which has brought him on the bright side, on the illuminating side. So I strongly believe that in this August assembly, you might have noticed we have restricted the participants to those who are seriously who are engaged in the mentorship program. In this assembly, I believe if we really enter, each one of us, with the idea, let us make this work, let us create a sangha here, a sadhu sangha, a saintly, a sacred sangha, where we can pick up the necessary impulses to understand in a deeper way what service could mean just now in my life to me. I know we will enter a boat which will help us to cross samsara on an individual level. We will enter the boat of devotional service. And second of all, we will bring Pandavasena to the next level. Hare Krishna. You are looking at me, and I am looking at you. Are you into it? Is this all right? Let's see. So I will now look on the wristwatch without you seeing that I don't. Yes, I think we are in time. It is our sincere desire that you will find your North Star. It will become really clear to you, and you will enter the fire of devotional service. If you would like to read for your own reference, that beautiful quotation of Prabhupada. Thank you. It's 8:6:15. Do you have any questions about what we will do? Not so much things to give. You have to see what will the mentorship bring in subjects to you. I would like to address one question. How can you make best use of your time here in Buckland? I would say try to participate in the japa sessions in the morning to have a good foundation. We will give a few japa inspirations and so on. But if you are too tired, like Pandavasenas chronically are, you come from a very busy life and then you come all of a sudden in a sattvic atmosphere, no Rajagun, then we need a little Abhishek to pump us up. He will be with us all the time. And try to participate in the sessions. Especially I want to recommend find the session of Naveen and of Ganeshyam Priya, but also of Suchi Rani when you are family people, and that Sandipani Krishna, Sandipani Muni or Sandipani Krishna? Sandipani Krishna even. He will talk about magic. That's always good. The magic of Seva. Try to listen within the Pandava Senas. I want to recommend this very much to you. I'm just thinking of something just now. I'm thinking of something. If you want to enter fire, says Prabhupada, you must become fire, yes. If you are not fire, you will burn. This example is given. Krishna is a big fire. And we are sparks of fire. We are also fire. Very small. When the spark of fire can remain within fire, then it is beautiful. And as soon as the spark falls out of the fire, separate from the fire, it is extinguished. No more fire. It is black. Charcoal. That's all. So if you want happiness, then we have to dance with Krishna. But I cannot dance with Krishna if I'm not pure. Krishna is Pavitram Paramang Bhavang. Pavitra means the supreme pure. If you want to take pleasure in the company of Krishna and dance with Krishna, then you have to become pure. purified. He says this in Honolulu, on the 76. This whole Krishna consciousness gives us the chance to enter into the fire of devotional service, become purified and brilliant and illuminating, so that we can be with Krishna. I wish you a lot of insights, a lot of empowerment, and a lot of joy during the Buckland Mentorship Retreat 2019. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.